traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
We'll do it live!
My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
I can't do it. We'll do it live.
My American.
I'll write it and we'll do it live!
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
What is going on, everybody? Whoa, it's like our first Rumble Live almost. I mean, maybe we did it a long time ago.
For a long time ago, yeah.
I mean, it's been a minute, though. But no, we're here, dude.
We're here and we're queer.
Hopefully.
I'm going to cut my dick off tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just kidding. Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Well, sorry, okay. I'm really excited about being live on Rumble.
Hopefully we are. I mean, I don't fucking know.
Are we not?
I don't know how to tell.
We'll see. We'll check it out. We'll just assume we are.
Yeah, assume we are. Dude, happy Tuesday, everyone. Happy
Tuesday.
I try to figure this whole thing out. It's like a first-time view, you know what I mean? Like, normally I feel like you see, like, a screen or something, but I'm not seeing that. Either way, yeah. It's Tuesday. I got to relax yesterday because I was burnt out yesterday. I got to be honest with you. Yeah, I was. I was tired, dude.
Did it finally catch up to you, like the weekend caught up?
I didn't feel great. You know what I'm saying? I still have a little bit of a, you know, my throat feels like I'm talking too much, you know, probably am talking too much. You know, when you get that itchy throat, kind of a little congested.
Dude, you're like the Who, the yo.
Yeah.
Sounding like that.
Okay. But either way, I feel a little congested. Cause once you left, you know, we had the rain, colder weather, and then it got nicer. You know what I'm saying? And it got a little bit, the weather changed pretty drastically.
Okay.
And so I don't know if it's the weather, you know, that kind of quick change and it kind of just threw off my shit. I'm not sure. But even somebody commented yesterday about Chris was saying, like, he sounds a little hoarse. You know what I'm saying?
You sound like a horse?
You sound like a horse.
I don't know why. I feel like I sound normal.
He sounds like Joe Rogan just like always.
Yeah, man. So either way. So,
okay, like Stormy horse. Daniels is horse, you know, face.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now Chris is horse.
Voice.
Voice?
Yeah, horse voice.
Wilmer.
So, no, it's, dude, it's good to be on. We're obviously still going to be posting to YouTube until or, you know, that goes away. But YouTube's still valuable, but Rumble, yeah, man. Like, you know, hopefully this is a good path for us.
Yeah, if you guys are listening on Rumble, leave a thumbs up, dude. Click that thumbs up.
Yeah.
Rumble button, whatever the hell it's called. Leave a comment.
Yeah.
Join the live chat.
Absolutely.
Booyah.
And you got a couple of you in the chat here. Wick Actual, hi, how you doing?
What's up, that's dude? Wick, dude. That's John Wick.
John Wick. yeah, just also a little heads up, guys. Yesterday on the show, we discussed, we got this new venture we're doing with Red Circle, which seems good, except for the fact that Spotify has already booted us. They booted us within, I don't know, the show. I mean, literally, when we talked about it, they already kicked us off.
It's trying to be... worked out right now.
It's trying to be. And hopefully, you know, we got great support from Ross, from the Drinking Bros, and we're talking with our, you know, project manager, whatever the hell she is. Either way.
I feel like Ross is going to get freaking supercharged here if shit doesn't happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He immediately responded, like, push back on this. Like, what the hell is going on?
It's frustrating. It's frustrating.
It's super frustrating.
It makes us look like we're lying, which is not the case. You know, like, because she asked us, like, have you guys been posting, like, the truth is we haven't posted in a long time because we got booted like over a year ago. I mean, it's been like even longer than that.
I've been trying to work out something or communicate with them the whole time, and they just, you can't.
You can't. They won't tell you any, and you guys know this already.
Well, and they won't respond to anything.
No. And they don't want to tell you anything. So, like some people have said, like, there's legal reasons why they won't get into details because they don't want problems.
Yeah.
Regardless, we're hoping, fingers crossed, that this gets worked out and we can say, listen, it's been a couple years now. Like, we've refined the show much more. We're much more aware of what we're saying. You know what I'm saying? Or speaking and how we're speaking. And it shouldn't be. I mean, that shouldn't be the case.
I like this camera angle. You look like you're sitting on a slope.
Yeah, it's a little.
You should kind of play into that, dude. Like, be like, oh my God, I'm falling.
Why is that?
Because yeah, the camera's tilted. Yeah, so it's okay. It is kind of a funky thing, though. Like, the actual desk is I am falling.
You got taco neck, dude.
Yeah.
Taco neck.
Remember that?
Maybe I'll adjust it a little
bit. Got in big trouble.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm glad we're here. I'm glad we're here. It's been a discussion that we've had for a long time, right?
Yes.
YouTube is a great platform as far as if you take
functionality.
Away politics. Yeah, functionality of the platform is amazing, but it is what it is, guys. It is what it is. So we're gonna be here. I think it's a good time, and we got a lot of great people coming over to this platform. And
yeah, it's no better time.
Yeah. So glad
you already have more people watching.
Absolutely. It's cool, man.
Fuck yeah.
I do have some fun topics today. I will start off saying this. Have you seen the Terminal List?
Yes.
Is that the Tom Hanks?
No, Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
If you haven't, go fucking watch it because it's really good.
Yeah, me and my wife started it.
It's a TV show.
It's an Amazon.
Yeah, it's a Prime with Chris Pratt, and I'm telling you, I told Chris, I was like, dude, we watched like four episodes the other day, watched two more last night, and holy shit.
Yeah, they're good, dude.
It's so good. Like, I am so invested right now.
That's awesome.
I'm so invested, and Chris Pratt kills in that series, dude. He is such a fucking badass, bro.
Yeah, we started watching, but we got into the first episode and then just never picked it up, dude.
Bro, like, when you're talking about government conspiracy, like murdering citizens,
it's basically the whole premise of the thing.
Like, people Capstone hiring people because they had like the, I'm not going to give it all away, but I'm just saying, like, there's,
it was like real life.
Yeah And it's on top of it, like, the acting's really, really good. And Chris Pratt, like, I like Chris Pratt, man. I think Chris Pratt is a cool actor, super good actor too. And his role in this, like, it's, I just believe it, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's got some shit going on, and I believe the emotions, and he's fucking ruthless, bro. Like, the Kill List, man. I'm just telling you, if you haven't seen it, because I didn't even know this was the thing, bro. I'm not on Amazon Prime like that all that often. Like, I'll get on there, see what movies are out, you know, just for extra movies, but I had no idea.
Dude, I watched it a while back. It's fucking awesome.
When we went to the Trump rally, you and Dee were bringing up the fact that, like, the Terminal, she was like, I have to, like, do, like, one a week because I get, like, too invested. And I'm like, really? Like, and I like Chris Pratt. How did I not know? No, we got in, and I was like, just one more, babe. One more. And then all of a sudden, it's 1 a.m., and I'm like, oh, God damn. I'm, like, actually angry that I'm angry that I have to stop.
Yeah.
Because I want to keep going. There's two more episodes. So
I hope there's a second season coming out.
I do, too, man. I do, too. I don't know
how many episodes is it? Like,
eight.
Eight?
Yeah. Okay. And it's worth it. If you guys like the idea of, like, the military and these kind of like business, like Capstone, big corporations tying into each other and paying each other off. And
then kind of a guy getting stuck in the middle, going to be like, put the blame on. And so he like has a vengeance out to get.
And secret medical experiments.
Yeah.
Like, it has a little of it all. So definitely go check that out.
Speaking of shows and medical experiments, I mean, there's a Breaking Bad style lab being built by the NASA astronauts. Did you guys see this article?
No. I've seen the article.
Saw you put it up, and we there it is.
This is very strange, and I wanted to get your guys' input on this, because when you're out in space, your bones, they don't get the gravity, you know what I mean? They don't get that mass.
Gravity's fake, but regardless.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, they're saying when you're out in space, your bone mass, you lose it.
Yeah.
Because there's not the stress on your bones to kind of, like, you know, it's that topic, like, if you use it or if you don't use it, you lose it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of, isn't it similar to, like, putting your arm in a cast, right? And you get it out of the cast and it's, like, tiny, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Where you're, like, you don't use your muscles and it's been just sitting there stagnant. So, like, it's smaller than the other arm, you know?
Yeah. And so, like, the force of gravity on your bones makes them stronger.
Sure.
That's the concept of this. So when you go out in space and you're floating, we all know that space is fake. Come on, guys. Yeah. When you're out there in that fake space, you don't have that bone mass. So they're designing a pharmaceutical type of, like, a pharmacy out there. I think it's called, like, astropharmacy or something like that.
Man.
Well, I mean, the government,
it's like a pharmaceutical, like, place for astronauts to go and be like, hey, I need my it's like a Walgreens for fucking space.
Yeah, it's like, well, the government's involved in, like, all the, like, cartels and doing all that kind of shit anyway, so they're like, why not just sell drugs to aliens too?
my thing is, yeah, and that's true, right? Like, we can really have a market. You know what I
mean?
Intergalactic drug
dealing. If we want to take over the universe, yeah, we're going to have to get the aliens hooked on fentanyl also.
They're like, hey, man, where you parking up nowadays? The Milky Way? I'm taking over the Milky
Way,
bro.
You don't find it funny at all, though, that the first thing we, well, let's be real. We don't know what's been built. But I'm saying the first thing that we hear about that's going to be kind of a structure or built is going to be a drug manufacturing, like a pharmacy, like big pharma. They're like the first thing to like really implant themselves into space.
Isn't that hilarious? That's why I was like, dude, they can't help themselves. So this is saying NASA bosses are investing in 630,000 euros. Mm. This is on a research into creating astro pharmacies. So drugs that they would produce would help counter three key space travel hazards: radiation sickness, bone damage, and kidney stones. Oh, did you know that astronauts get kidney stones?
I've heard about that, yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't know, but I do now, so that's good. Well, see, if they're building this, that tells me that they want to be out in space longer, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, this kind of tells you, like, hey, we want to actually be out there for long durations, and we need the medical. So it's basically hospital. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a clinic, if you will.
Yeah, dude, that's what I was getting
from. Do they offer
too,
free condoms?
Like,
that's what I want to know.
Oh, no, that jizz is flying everywhere, bro. But they have a let it fly policy out in space.
It takes pulling out to a whole new level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you don't really want, you know, projectile stuff.
Once it
goes, I mean, you're kind of lost control of it at that point.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you can kind of just shuffle away from that particular, because it's just going to sit there and just kind of hover.
God, apparently. Can you imagine that'd be a reason like a space station goes down or something? Yeah. Is like just
the
guy,
jizz got into
guy
the radiator, sir.
Blows load and it just shoots all the way across the fucking space station and hits like a circuit board and the whole thing glitches out.
Yeah. I mean, it could just travel because, you know, there's the oxygen in the air is not really there, any of that stuff. So it just travels through space. 200 years later, it lands on some alien. Like,
oh,
like,
you're saying that?
Oh, man.
What is this? And all of a sudden they're like, ugh, you know, and then they're pregnant with you. Now you started a whole new species.
Hmm. Dude, that's how the Earth was formed.
It's
funny because like, to have that type of accuracy, I feel like you'd have to be like the Pizzagate shooter. You walk in with a rifle and you shoot one bullet, goes right through the hard drive.
It's not accuracy, bro. It's just spray. You just let it go.
What would you
hope
call
that it hits?
Shotgun? If your load was flying through space, what would, like an asteroid, what would you call it?
Oh, wow.
Like, because it's not an asteroid, because that's a rock and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would call it the jizz belt, you know, like not an asteroid belt.
Damn.
But like,
that's not bad. That's not bad.
I mean,
you put me on the spot there. I don't have one right off the top. Huh. I feel like that it deserves to be clever, and I don't have a clever one for it. Yeah. No, I think it's a cool thing.
There's something there with meteor, like meat.
Yeah.
Meteor. Something there. I don't know.
Yeah.
So this is just weird. It's, you know, they have to exercise. I didn't know this. Astronauts have to exercise 15 hours a week.
Yeah.
So that's a little over 2 hours a day.
But I mean, all this is like, you know, contradicted if you don't believe space exists in the first place, right? That astronauts are being filmed on Earth or underwater or whatever the situation, right?
Yeah.
That they have tethers
now,
holding them in
the
shuttles.
Those NASA videos are convincing that they are fake. I mean, I've seen like a reel, just back-to-back reels of all these videos of green screens, strings on NASA people. Yeah. I mean, the one with the lady's hair, did you see that one?
Yeah.
Where they actually like built up her hair. It was taller, much taller than mine, but it looked like Static X, bro. Like the lead singer of Static X. And it's just like, why are you doing this? You have other people in there with like normal hair that's just like falling on their head. Like you have to have this lady with the crazy freaking hair standing up.
Yeah, I don't know, man. First and foremost, I'm mostly kidding. I personally believe that there's space. Like I've always said this. I feel like there's a fraction of people in this country that like put out that space is fake. I feel like it's kind of like I don't know, man. I feel like it's kind of like when you tell somebody they can't do something, it makes them feel small. You know what I'm saying? Like saying that we can't go to space, like you're stuck on Earth. You know, I talked about this before. Like, I want to believe that we're capable of leaving Earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to believe that we have enough energy and enough power and enough knowledge to leave the planet and go out into space.
I was seeing a thing just last night on TikTok where this guy was like looking at like old maps or whatever from like 1400 or something. And they had all, it was like the flat Earth style maps. and it had like all these other fucking circles of shit, and they were all named like Neptune and Uranus and Mars. Like they all had the planetary names to them. And I was like, if that is a thing, and we're looking at telescopes at these other places, what if it's just a reflection off the top and then back down to somewhere else?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, it was just a drawing, right?
Yeah. I feel like you would see this.
But you know, I'm just...
He's throwing it out there.
Throwing it out there.
Play along with me, Greg. Come on.
Yeah, you just never play along, Greg. I'm just kidding. I don't
know. Welcome to my house.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think that, like, to me, personally, I don't see any reason why there wouldn't be other things like us. I believe there's round, personally.
Yeah.
I believe that there's other round moons and Earths and not Earths, but other planets that are round. And it's just they're far away, man. Like, I don't think we're quite there. I don't think we have the technology to make it to fucking Mars right now. You know what I mean?
Well, they say we don't even have the technology to get back to the moon. So
back to the moon. Yeah. They got rid of that a long time ago.
How is that possible?
Artemis missions have been launching. So we're going to go back to the moon. We'll see.
I mean,
it's like for legit this time.
It's up to Elon.
Mm.
Yeah.
It all comes down to Elon the alien.
Yeah.
You mentioned something about a mirror, and Dave, when I was at your house,
yeah,
you did this. You were like, dude, come here.
Yeah.
You're a little bit more science nerd than me. How does this work? And you held up your can of chew.
Yeah.
And you held it up behind a piece of paper.
Nicotine pouch.
Holding up the paper against the mirror.
Yep.
And you're like, how does the mirror know that my can of chew is behind this piece of paper? Because if you like tilt your head enough, you can actually see the freaking can of chew.
Yeah. It's weird to me. Like, I understand that there's a science to it, but it still doesn't take away the fact that it's weird to me.
Oh, no, it's weird. It's just like when you put your hand or anything against the mirror, the light refraction doesn't allow it to look like it's actually touching. It's always a space, and that's just the way
it's not supposed to be a space, bro. If there's a space, you got that double-sided mirror. You got to watch out for that
shit. No, there's supposed to be a space. That's the way they're made. That's how they reflect you.
So I have this article here where there's a video that kind of shows the example of how this guy holds up an egg. Looks like an organic brown egg, by the way. So good for this guy.
Good detail. That's fresh from the farm there.
It's probably warm. You know what I mean? Probably has that little... chicken sweat on it.
Yeah, it's got a little juice. You know what I mean?
That's something.
See, that's what I'm saying. When you look at this thing, you got this egg in between a large sheet of paper.
Yeah. It's light refraction. Yet,
yeah, I know, but it's still fucking bizarre to me. Yeah.
We'll watch it real quick. Yeah.
Oh, wait. This is a different video. Oh, there we go. There's that brown
egg. Showing. I mean, you can play it, dude. This is Rumble, right?
Yeah. Turn up that volume.
On the mirror, and look at that. You can still see the egg.
Oh, my
God.
How
does the mirror know that there's the egg there? That is the strangest thing. It actually works.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
besides his voice is...
I feel like I don't fully...
horse.
You swallowed the cricket.
Horse, bro. Horse.
I don't feel like I fully understand how a mirror is made, but I feel like this is an experiment we did in middle school.
Yes, it feels like that. There's a lot of shit like that, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that your mind can't like grasp, or at least they can explain it, but it's still the optical
illusion.
It's
how magicians work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but it doesn't take away the fact that it's like, when you really think about it, you're like, fuck, that's weird. That like,
well, scroll down in this article, because there's like an actual scientific diagram here, and it shows you how this shit works. And it says, how does the TikTok mirror reflection trend work? When you look at an object in a mirror, you're actually seeing it reflected, or its reflected image. This image appears to be behind the mirror, but it's not actually a physical object. It's just an optical illusion created by the reflection.
Sure.
When you place a piece of paper between an object and the mirror, the light reflecting off of the object still reaches the mirror and is still reflecting back towards you. The paper doesn't block this reflected light, but instead becomes a part of the background that the reflected image appears against.
I call it nonsense. That's horseshit. It's not.
Doesn't that sound like something you'd try to explain if you were saying, like, if you made up a scientific, experiment or whatever? Yeah. You're like, this is exactly how it works because the reflection works it.
That sounds like when they try to explain the jab. You know, you're just like, this is a bunch of words. I nothing you're saying makes a lot of sense right now. I get it, dude. I understand that, like, light bends. I understand that how that works. And, like, obviously a mirror is the fucking egg is not inside the fucking mirror. We know that. It's a reflection. I get that.
Oh, it's not?
I know. Well, see, could be an alternative reality. Like, that's a whole nother.
We're peeking into another
there
world.
There is no
here.
Mirror.
That's yeah.
There is no mirror.
But at the same time, it's still, like, bizarre and just a very base level to have something hidden behind another thing. And have it, when you look to the side, it's in the same exact spot. It's not like it's over a little bit or hovering away from it because it's, you know, like reflecting off something. And it's, but it's in the same spot. Like, to me, it's weird. I know that there's a science to it. I'm not trying to say I don't get that. But it is a weird optical illusion to me. Yeah. You know what I mean? The fact that it can see. I don't know, man. It's a portal, bro. That's what I'm thinking.
Portal.
It is a portal to hell.
Portal, bro.
We're all going to hell.
You ever see those mirror hell things portal. Where people like move and the mirror doesn't? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit's fake. But...
the window into Satan.
Yep.
There's a thing about mirrors, man. You know what I'm saying? There's a thing about
Jesus
those
is coming. His return is any day now. No.
No. Okay. I'm glad you brought that up because that was one thing. I was taking a shit and I was watching TikTok and I saw that video of a guy doing that and I was like, whoa. I need to wipe and get going here. And so
yeah.
I came out to you immediately and was like, I went straight to find a piece of paper. I was like, Greg, I need you. Let's look at this.
Is that why? It was like, Dave, did you even wipe?
No.
I still smell poop residue.
No, I did the scoop and fling. You know what I'm saying? It was a good move for the time. I had to go
I'm
back.
I'm very familiar. That's how I fight.
Yes. It was a weird one to me. That and like we see this. That's the fun thing with TikTok and these other short form platforms, right? You get these quick videos of people. A lot of times is dumb, like stupid. Yeah. You're like, bro, what? But this one I thought was like, oh, wow, I never really thought of it that way. And I know there's an explanation to it, but nonetheless, it would freak my kids out. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wouldn't understand it. And I
you
could
didn't
feel
show
special.
Them that?
No, nah, they were like out doing something. I think they were at school, actually, at the time.
You'd be David Copperfield.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You could change your last name, bro.
I got to see David Copperfield perform. That was actually, it was pretty cool, man. Back in the day, I went and watched him in Seattle.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Hmm. Or maybe it was Portland. I can't remember where it was at. But either way, it was actually a pretty good show, dude. I got to be honest with you. I was like, for the whole, like, magicians, and I know that they're horseshit as a, like, a fucking 8 or 10-year-old. I was like, what the fuck is happening right now? This guy is, like, insane. My parents were probably just like, nah, it's horseshit. But, hey, nonetheless, I was totally shocked by it.
You don't believe people could be magic?
Maybe in, like, the fucking, you know, 800 fucking AD, you know? Like, I feel like we've lost... We can barely function as a society, let alone be magic.
We've lost our magic.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is a thing. Like, back in the day, I think we had knowledge.
Yeah.
And we had these kind of, like, long and seated things that we knew, and they were lost for some fucking reason. They were lost.
Well, it's like the analogy I gave you along here the other day. I was like, me, you, or Greg, we don't know how to build a plane. So if something were to happen, and all the people that knew how to build planes all died.
Yeah.
We'd be fucked. We wouldn't be flying. We wouldn't be flying around anymore.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing that bothers me is, yes, we don't know how to build a plane, but we could draw a plane, and we could literally do all the things other than make it.
Yeah.
So you would think
how
that...
How do you know, though?
What do you mean?
How do you know that all that knowledge wouldn't come back, okay? You're saying, like, we lost this magical knowledge.
Well, eventually what it would happens? Come back, but it would probably be so long that everyone would forgot. I mean, basically what it was.
Yeah, I mean, there would be a cycle.
Instantaneous? What if it's like, hey, boom, all of a sudden, I can build a plane.
Well, that'd be some it's higher, like that'd be a higher power, dude. Yeah, you know I mean?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe. But what I'm getting at is if all knowledge was lost, what weirds me out is that there weren't, so that would tell me that no one existed beyond that point. Like, it kind of ceased.
Just all the people that knew how to do it were lost.
Yeah, but there's no, like, see, that's the weird thing. Sometimes they'll find, like, this little airplane in the pyramid or something. Yeah. Like, oh, look at this. Looks
or
like an
airplane. In the drawings and stuff. Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't, if that was a common knowledge and for some reason the technology disappeared, there would still be people, presumably on Earth, right, who would understand that I saw an airplane, I saw electricity, I saw whatever the technology was. And that would still be passed down. Like, the grandparents would be like, we had these things that fucking lit up the sky.
I don't know. What's going on with your voice?
I did that on purpose. I did it on purpose. We had these things that lit up the sky, and it was crazy. And here's what it looked like, son. And they would go like, my grandpa told me there was these things. And it would be passed down and eventually be rekindled. But there was almost like it just ceased.
Yeah, well, maybe it got to a point in heritage where people just didn't pass down stories as much.
No.
See, I don't believe that. I'd be like, stories is the only thing that's been.
Do you have any stories that you passed down?
No, I'm talking about.
You do?
No, listen. I'm talking about then. You're saying that then stories. And I don't believe that. No. I believe that back then, 100 years ago, people were telling stories of their ancestors and talking about it. That's not as common. Just like eating dinner around with your family is not as common now. Like, that's been lost. But then. No, I don't believe for a second that wasn't a big part of your life.
I'm talking about over long periods of time. Like, it's forgotten.
Yeah.
Possibly. No,
but
I get what you're saying.
It's like, if it's history, like historical stuff, people will be telling stories about it like 24/7, dude. Like, this whole COVID thing that we went through, that I think that's like a big reason why they're like, hey, you must go through this. Mm. You got to go through the freaking darkness.
Which it's over now, by the way.
Oh, yeah, COVID's over.
Oh, technically? Officially? I mean, it has been.
Congratulations.
It's been over since a year.
Congratulations, America. The emergency is over.
Yeah.
Officially. Joe Biden signed it.
Joy. After being molested for a couple of years, I'm not. It should have never happened. It's like being kidnapped for years and tortured and then being like, I'm finally free. Like, you're still traumatized. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, the whole thing
amnesty
still
sucks. Amnesty for no one.
Yeah, it's I agree with you. Amnesty for no one.
Well, so, now that it's actually over, now can we get into like who fucked shit up?
I mean, we should. We should get into that.
No,
we
it's will. Time to move on to the next pandemic. Yeah. You know that?
Yeah, man. As soon as that ball starts rolling where they are like, "Hey, we need to look into this more." Something big will happen.
Oh, yeah.
And people will be like, "Well, hold that thought. This is happening right now." You know?
Yeah.
So, no, it's
we'll see, I guess.
I'm not. I hate it. I hate that we're in that position, honestly. That I feel like we are not going to get resolved on this situation.
It's called black pill, Dave. don't take the black pill, okay? You got to have
it's called fucking reality, bro. I mean, like, listen, I'm all about, like, having some faith. And I do. I think we have a lot of corruption, right? Mm-hmm. In the court systems, our judges are corrupt, our DAs are corrupt, our government is corrupt. And I still have faith that there are good people that are going to do the right thing. But also, I'm like, bro, like, this isn't some serial killer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you catch him and he's all over the newspaper and then you never hear about him. Like, this is like powerful, rich fucking world leaders. Okay. And I just don't see it. I think it'll be covered up just watching, even watching the terminal list.
Yeah.
It's like these people will die before they actually get like
admit to what they've done.
Yeah.
And so I think that, like, you know, with the Clintons, and I do have a stupid article about the Clintons, but like with the Clintons, yeah, man, I think they're going to just, if something was to start brewing at their age, I think they'd rather just go. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I think they'd rather just like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of them will just bite the bullet, you know, that cyanide pill.
And the government will change the paper saying that, oh, it was suicide or it was some other bullshit. And no, I think they know what's coming and they would rather just leave the earth and go to hell. And have people believe that they're still decent human because they can't defend themselves at that point. So then you'll get the argument of people going, well, they're not here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't even talk about this because they're not here to be able to explain anything. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they can't be charged.
And they can't be charged.
You can't charge a dead man.
So history will allow them to exist in a somewhat decent light, even though we as a collective, I think at this point, agree that the Clintons are fucking evil bitches. You know what I'm saying? But some history will show, depending on how it's structured and who has the power, that the Clintons were, hey, you know, Bill did some good shit. The economy was great under Bill Clinton. And
well, that's like they always say, like, the winners of war write history.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like you kind of control who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. And you just kind of write the story.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So we'll see how it actually fares. But
yeah, I'm just not.
Yeah, I'm having some hope here.
But this one, though, is so stupid, bro. It's so dumb. But I just had to say because of the way that they wrote this, it was. Bill and Hillary Clinton spent Easter in a buffet line.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Getting fat and fluffy, dude.
In a buffet line.
Got to keep them in the news somehow, right?
They didn't have their honorary expensive, you know, Sunday morning brunch. No, they went to the local hotel, and they had Secret Service check it out first 30 minutes before. But what was funny about this is the comments from people, or sources, as they call them. Mm-hmm. It was really fun to see. They all went up there like the rest of us. And there was like a carving station with prime rib and a whole fish and then a dessert station. So cool.
Everybody looked great, the source said.
Yeah, so
what?
Cool.
Are you kidding me?
So
they
cool.
They were just like everyone else.
They were eating at a buffet just like us. Normal human beings. You know?
It's like that last inch of death. They look so fantastic. The glimmer in their eye.
Yeah, man.
So glad to be alive.
They called him an effervescent former president.
Yeah.
Effervescent. Wow.
I don't know.
That is quite the word.
The effervescent former president schmoozed and took pics with guests at the hotel's Clement restaurant.
Isn't that how you describe like a cologne, like effervescent? Like it gives off this.
It's kind of bizarre. Right?
That's a weird way to describe a guy that looks dead already.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, especially with his like past with being dirty with sexual conduct. You know what I mean?
Oh, and look at Clinton's, like Hillary's fucking eyes, bro. Just that prime rib did something to her. You know what I mean? She got primal, man.
It woke her up.
Yeah, man. She got that blood in her. You know what I'm saying?
This reminds me of children meat. Oh, I love the taste of it.
I wonder if she was asking for that Haitian dinner. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, God. She got some of that Haitian meat. You know what I mean?
Probably. It wouldn't surprise me. What got me was the end of this article, though.
What part is that?
Right at the end here, it says, meanwhile, Clinton's Secret Service detail informed him that Archbishop of New York, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, was nearby in a private room with church officials. Sources overheard Bill asking his security, does the Cardinal Dolan know that I'm here? And then he walked in and they chatted for about 10 minutes before Bill rejoined his family. Now, that Cardinal Dolan, that rung a bell to me. And so I looked him up again and it's like, yeah, this guy was one of the, quote, sources of the Steele dossier. He was caught up in the whole, he's in the Durham investigation. This guy is being investigated as well because he lied. This Dolan guy lied and created this whole fake story as part of a segment of that Steele dossier.
Yeah.
So what is he like just checking in with Bill, letting him know how things are going?
Probably. Being like, hey, you're still going to be indicted? Oh, shit, me too, dude. That sucks.
God.
You want to go get some wiener?
It is funny how they're all just there with each other all the time, right? It's all like always the same group of people everywhere, regardless of what news thing is happening or what corruption thing is happening. It's always the same people.
Dude, they're fucking homies, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They say ride or die. I'm pretty sure that's how they end it, like ride or die, bitch.
Well, I mean, probably you're caught up in one of the biggest scandals of, you know, in our time. Like the Russiagate stuff was one of the biggest scandals ever that Hillary Clinton paid for.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, you have this guy that was part of the Steele dossier, which is part of the Russia propaganda that she helped build. And I'm sure Bill helped as well.
Yep.
It's so freaking hilarious. Like you guys said, that they just can't stay away from each other. Well, but I think that they use stuff like this as like secret rendezvous to like discuss and be like, dude, we got this going down. We got this, blah, blah, blah. We're going to have to get this cleared up.
Yeah, okay, I don't know if it's they can't stay away from each other. I think they just tied each other, you know, they're tied together now because of certain acts that they did and certain things that they did. And there's a bond, if you will, that they can't.
Well, dude,
they're
I
not going to break
this was
it.
This was a planned meetup, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, probably. Because why the fuck would they go? Listen, like, come on, man. Like, you're just some shitty buffet. Like, let's be real. Like,
and this other guy just happens to be there also.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm not buying that, dude. Bill can't even chew shit. Like, he's not eating prime rib. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's pudding at this point. You know, he's a pudding man, you know?
It is funny. Like, I was pulling up the articles for the show, and without even realizing it, one after the other, it was Bill and Hillary article, and then it was a pizzeria article, and then it was an article about kids.
I didn't mean it for that. I didn't mean it for that. It's subliminal messaging. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on here. Speaking of the pizzeria, I want to talk to you about this because this is more of like just, it's not political, but Chris is the anti-tipper. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is the anti-tipper. And so this is the new thing now, right? And actually, I saw this this really great, I can't remember the name right off the top of my head, but it was a good discussion. And the lady was saying about forced tipping. And she's like, it's weird now because, and it's true. We were, you know, out and about when you were here, Greg, actually. And it's like you go to these places, these food places, and, you know, they take your card and they flip the screen in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, like, you know, 15, 20, 25% tips.
Yeah.
And you're right.
Or no thanks.
And you're right in front of the, you're right in front of the fucking person. You know what I mean? So, like, they're hitting you with that guilt trip, right? Because you're looking at this poor lady who's probably a great person who has kids or something. And you look her in the eyes and you look down and you're like, fuck, man, you didn't do shit. You just took my order. You already get paid to take my fucking order. You know what I'm saying? Like, why am I tipping you right now? So I don't. I just go, you're not serving me. If I was at a table and you were like waiting on me, right, and take my plates and you're fucking, you want another drink, sir? How's your food? How about, oh, you want another ranch? Here you go. I'll tip you because you're doing me a service, right? But if you're just taking my order, you're already getting paid for that, in my opinion. So, like, they throw that thing in your face, and I just go, no, thank you. And then I fucking signature it. And this lady's like, it's weird because there's this pressure now to tip everyone. Mm. When, you know, in reality, like...
Dude, that's Biden's economy, man. I mean, even before Biden was in it, I mean, there was that expectation of, hey, you got to leave a tip.
Yeah. And
but
listen,
it's getting higher and higher because I think inflation.
Well, so the article... And first of all, I don't have any issue with tipping people. I actually tip very well in general, right? If we're at, like, when we went and had drinks and shit and people were, like, I tip well. Like, it's a nice tip, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not crazy, but I have no issue with that. It's just, like, now it seems like everybody wants a tip that are just getting paid to do the things that they already are supposed to be doing, right? Yep.
It's been always.
Yeah, and we have friends that are waitresses and waiters and shit, and a lot of times you'll find that they get paid less because their tips are coming in, which I think is kind of weird in its own way. But, you know, if the average is $16, they'll get like $12 an hour, and then they get tip money on top of it. So that can go up.
By the way, everybody, we're on Rumble. Rumble rants are active. So if you want to leave us a tip, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm just kidding, dude.
It's good. And also, if you guys are in here listening, we got people watching. It's great. Make sure you guys are following if you are not already. That would be very, very
thank
helpful.
You, D, for that Rumble rant.
Yeah,
that's
thank
awesome.
You, D.
That was our first Rumble rant ever, I think.
First it Rumble was. Rant. Yeah. First show, one Rumble rant. Love it.
D. You're going down in history.
Yeah. So this company, it's about a popular pizzeria, okay, who is now doing automatic surcharging for their customers, right? So there is no choice. And they do this because there is 20%. 20% is automatically going on the bill. Like, you have the option. They say you can give a bigger tip if you want to, or they don't require it. They're saying this is kind of the tip, right? Their thing for this is that it's a decision they decided to make so that they could pay their workers living wages. Normally when you see this, you see that costs kind of get put into the goods and the other things, right? So the pizza will just go up from $20 for the whole pizza to $24 for the whole pizza, right? But they said they did this way so that it was transparent. It wasn't like some hidden cost. They were trying to say, hey, we want people to know. And they write it on the receipt saying, like, hey, this surcharge is for us paying our employees, right?
Man, this has got to be fate or something. We went from that Hillary Clinton article to a pizzeria one in Toro, Durham, North Carolina.
Oh, Durham. Yep, there it is.
Durham. Look at that, dude.
The planets aligned.
Davis, he hasn't taken the black pill after all.
Hey, man.
His conscience is fighting back.
His conscience is fighting back.
That's fucking good, dude. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Subliminally, like, being like, oh,
maybe.
It's real.
Because these are all three different. Yeah, you never know, man. Yeah. But I want to know Chris's opinion on this because you are the anti-tipper. Like, what if you went to a restaurant? Okay. First of all, do they tell you this before?
No.
That would be,
guarantee
that'd be
they
one
don't
thing
know.
I would
guarantee
know.
They
the
way they do. I would say this popular pizzeria is getting a little less popular.
No, people are totally fine with it, apparently. So all the people are saying, like, hey, this is great. Some people are saying that this is, you know, it's a little expensive, but it's worth it because the pizza is so good. Some people are saying it's good that this place is trying to give living wages to people.
Why not just charge more for the pizza?
Well, they just, so
why,
that's what they
why
said.
Hide this charge at the end?
So there's,
or just pay your workers the extra money instead of charging the customers. There's that.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen.
It says there is small print at the bottom of the menu that reads, to ensure we are able to provide a living wage for all of our team members, there is a 20% living wage fee added to all checks.
Wow.
That's what they're saying.
Okay, so it's welfare?
Yeah.
It's saying the living wage for workers in Durham County, North Carolina is $16 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
However, the minimum wage is just $7.25 an hour.
Yeah. But you're at a pizzeria. Let's be real. Like, that's not supposed to be a long-term job. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, that's where I get, like, annoyed with it. It's because, like, you do what you can. Like, you have the option to get a high-paying job or not. It's your choice. You know what I'm saying? You want to further your education, try that way. If you want to, like, pursue something that you're passionate about, try it that way. That's all fine. You have the opportunity to not just make minimum wage.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like, you know, my mom worked at McDonald's when she was in high school. And she's like, yeah, I just made money. Like, I learned how to, you know, show up on time, like, basic shit, and then you move on from that. And, like, I feel like a lot of people think that, like, and it is true. Like, if you remember when we were younger, I'm sure there was some aspects of it. When we were younger, it was mostly, like, younger kids working at these places.
Like, that's the way it should be.
And now,
I mean, you shouldn't be like, that's why, like, Adam Carolla always makes that joke, like, where he sees, like, a 40-year-old working at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And he walks up and goes, what happened? You know, like, what happened in your life that led you down this
well,
road?
Here's
like, why are you working here?
First of all, I certainly am not going to be disrespectful to the fact that somebody's working, right? Like, if they're actually showing up to a job and they're putting time in, you don't know the situation in their life, you know, what they've
for
been
sure.
through.
For sure, but it's and the expectation. That's where it's like, dude, no.
Well, I mean, you do see a lot more now than, at least when I remember younger years, you know, 20 years ago plus, you see more older people working at fast food places as like a, hey, I'm retired and I'm making an extra couple bucks and they're greeting
you. Yeah, that's totally fine.
And that's, you know, that's fine. That sucks that you're fucking 65 and you're working at McDonald's.
Well, you're
Let's
working
be real.
On your second retirement.
Yeah,
dude, I don't know about you. Have you talked to anybody who's been retired lately? Because, like, my mom just retired. My dad retired. I mean, there's several other grandparents that have been retired.
Yeah.
They get bored as fuck, dude.
That's the biggest
well,
thing.
Well, yeah.
And they're like, I just want to go talk to people.
Well, and as soon as you stop moving is when you start dying.
Agreed. Yeah. And the people that I worked with that had worked for, you know, 38, 40 years at the company I was at, right, and they were retiring, they went off to do small jobs and shit to keep themselves busy. Whether it be like a school bus driver, one of them became a school bus driver, I believe. Wants to do that. It's just like, yeah, you got to keep yourself busy. And at that point, hopefully you have money coming in from your retirement and then you can kind of have a easier, fun job that you want to do with no high money expectations.
Banielson says, sounds like it's not my problem. Burn. Jeez, Banielson.
And yeah.
Thank you so much for that Rumble rant.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. But no, I get it. But ultimately, it comes down to, like, what happened to, like, having good service and feeling like this person deserves this tip? You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it used to be, right? You have people and they suck. Mm. You go out to dinner and you're like, God, this fucking person sucks. They don't come and check on you. Your fucking drink's been empty for fucking 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, fuck this guy, right?
Yep.
But then you have these servers that are fucking fantastic. They're personable. They want to talk and they want to get you shit and they always are checking on you, making sure your food's great. And you're like, dude, you know what? They're working their ass off. They deserve a tip. And so, like, what happened to the idea of just, like, tipping because you appreciate someone's service, not forced tipping? And I feel like that's going to be a huge turnoff for people.
Well, it's because they had to switch to forced tipping because people are shitty.
Mm.
I think the work ethic and the value you would bring to that is dwindling.
Maybe.
Really? The value of people are going down?
Yeah. I think people just don't give a shit anymore. And they would expect shit for nothing.
I don't know, man.
There is a lot
like,
of that.
I feel like they're probably, sure. I don't think you're wrong. I just feel like even like here, like all the new restaurants we've been to and all the places we've gone to, like I haven't had bad service. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody's been really good. I mean, there's some that are less than others for sure, but like bad. Like, no, I actually dealt with that more in, like, Portland, honestly, where, like, people were just, like, rude. Like, they just didn't give a shit. But it's not so much that it's, like, my thing was we went to this
because you weren't wearing a mask, Dave.
Probably. Probably. But we went to, we went with Gene, right? Gene the Machine, you know what I'm saying? We went out to dinner with him in Tex.
Oh, yeah.
We went to a ramen place. And the thing about that was, and I remember you talking to me, I think it was you, and you're like, did you tip? Because, like, we went up and we ordered the food at the counter, and then you go take a seat, right, and they bring the food to you. And they ask for a tip. And I'm like, no, I didn't tip because I didn't even get my food yet. I haven't had, like,
you're not even sat down yet.
Yeah, like, it's weird to me to tip before I even get a single item of food because I'm like, what if this is garbage?
I asked you that when we went to Hop Dottie's because, like, there was an option to tip. There was a tip jar and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and
you talked to me about it, too. Yeah.
I was like, I guess I'll leave you a couple bucks. Here you go.
I did not tip.
It's a local business because I'm like, I like supporting local businesses here and there with the tips. And so I'm like, okay.
Yeah, if you're asking for a tip before I even get your service.
That's not even.
It's weird.
That's not even local really, bro. Just so you know. They have that.
Hop Dottie's?
Yeah, they have that over a few different states. Shit. But my point is like, I don't like the idea of tipping. And see, that's the functionality, right? A lot of places now, you order your food at the register. Or up in the front, right? Then you take a seat, and then they bring you the food and such forth. And that's fine. But you used to be able to sit down, you look at the menu, they order your food, and that's a lot of places obviously still do that. But then you get your service, and then you get your check at the end, and then you decide, like, how good was this, and you tip, and so forth, right? And if they're good, you tip them well. But the idea of, like, paying first before you even get your food, and then you're obligated to tip, I'm like, eh. what if my food sucks? Like, what if it's fucking crappy food? What if the service sucks? Like, they don't fucking bring me the right shit. What if they don't come check on me? Then I'm like, eh,
can I get my tip back? You just request the tip back.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling that. I'm not feeling that model.
I wonder if there's anybody who's actually requested their tip back. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Hey, yeah, before I got this meal, I gave you a $10 tip. I would like that back, please.
I don't feel like
banned from the restaurant.
The balls, dude. Yeah. That would take so much balls.
I don't feel like anybody's done that, but Chris would be the first, I think. If maybe.
I mean, if it got to a point where I'm actually pissed off, then yeah, I would.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. I don't like those the extra charges. That shit bothers me. That's what I'm ultimately getting at here. You know what
I do like?
What's that?
I like the flavor of something in my mouth.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? You know where I'm going with this?
I think so.
I'm not talking about those space drugs, okay? Come on now, people. I'm talking about Lucy. Mm-hmm. Listen up, everybody. Not everyone uses nicotine, but if you do, this is for you. This is an ad for Lucy Breakers. If you're one of the millions of adults who use nicotine, you know that not all products are the same. And there's one new product that stands above the rest. That is Lucy Breakers. They are the only nicotine pouch that gives you a blast of flavor from the first moment all the way to the last.
Yeah, man. I use nicotine pouches every single day. I have one in right now, actually. And Lucy's is easily one of the best I've had. The flavors are fantastic, which normally I'm not a fan of all the cinnamons and mangoes and shit. But I will tell you, theirs are actually good. They're not, like chemically. You know what I mean? Like, some of those are nasty, bro. But no, sure. I use this stuff all the time. I appreciate it. I like the mouthfeel. They have nice size pouches, which is incredible because some of them are so tiny, they don't do the job. You know, you got to put two or three in there, you know? So whether you're working, creating, or playing, Lucy's is the right choice for you.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Get $10 off of your first order when you use that promo code PARDON at checkout, and shipping is always free. That's lucy.co. Promo code PARDON. Receive that $10 off and free shipping. Visit lucy.co for more details, and we thank Lucy for sponsoring the podcast.
Yeah, and here's that fine print, guys. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age. Every order is age verified. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, but addictive be damned, it is delicious.
Be damned or not, get yourself super comfortable too, okay? Mm-hmm. Plop that Lucy in your mouth, and then maybe you'll fall asleep on a ghost bed here.
Done it.
Because listen up, they're so damn comfy.
Yep.
All right? So we love Ghost Bed. They've been a loyal sponsor with the Drinking Bros over the past 5 years, and everybody raves about them.
Yeah.
They have super comfortable mattresses that last forever, and they're made in the God bless USA.
Every mattress has a 20-year warranty, some even 25. You can try it out for 101 nights. If you don't like, you can send it right back. No hard feelings.
One of our favorite parts about Ghost Bed is that each mattress has cooling technology in it. So on those hot nights that are coming your way, Dave and Chris,
yes,
there in Texas, these things will be a lifesaver for you.
Yeah, Ghost Bed also offers bundles so you can get everything you need. You don't even have to really think about it. You just choose from their four mattresses and pick your bundle. So whether you need a mattress and a frame or you want it all, like the cooling pillows and sheets, you get the best bang for your buck with Ghost Beds.
40% off all Ghost Bed bundles where you get a mattress and an adjustable base, or you get 30% off of everything if you just use the code Drinking Bros at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros.
Yeah, you can get a mattress for as little as $35 a month. They have a $0 down, 0% financing plan for up to 60 months. Go check it out at ghostbeds.com/drinkingbros.
Yeah, and if you get an RV camper that's default, piss-soaked, crusty, rusty, has those stains in it, get that shit out of there. Get yourself a Ghost Bed RV mattress. 30% off using that code Drinking Bros.
Yeah, man. I do own a Ghost Bed, honestly. It is fantastic. Super comfortable. They even sent me a free mattress topper just because I was like, my wife said it was a little firm for her. So they're like, here you go. Here's one for free. Great customer service, guys.
Wow.
Make sure you go check it out. Get those discounts. All right.
Awesome.
So anyways, on to the next thing here because...
Dude, I want a bed that tilts up like that.
I feel like we talked about it, and I was like, would I use it, though? Because then it's kind of weird. If you go up, and your significant other does not go up, you know what I'm saying?
That is kind of weird.
It's kind of funny. I feel like I'd roll right off onto something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a big boy. I'd probably smother. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. It would be kind of
like
nice.
Like a WWE move in the middle of the night?
Do you have a TV in your room?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't. So, like, that. Like, there's really no reason to do that.
Wow. You don't have a TV in your room?
I don't. No.
Dude, that blows my mind.
It blows my mind because I never not had one. But yeah, no, I don't have one in there.
Jeez. Okay, I wish. I wish I did not have a TV. I hate it.
Yeah.
But my wife needs it to fall asleep, and I'm just like,
we just stay out in the living room. You know, like the room now at this point is like sleeping and fucking. That's it. That's pretty much all it is for.
Okay.
So,
my wife puts on Ghost Adventures every single night.
That'll do it.
Yes.
Yeah,
as
I love that.
As a background.
To be fair, we do have a TV in the room, like that's sitting on the floor, because we're obviously renting this particular place right now. So I'm like,
so you're like, why the fuck would you take?
I'm just not like, it's just not that big of a deal to me, and I actually enjoy it because I used to. But to be fair, even at the old house, we had a TV in there. We never watched it in the room ever. So yeah, because she wants to go to bed earlier than I do, so I just sit out in the living room. You know how that goes.
I
just do my shows. She goes to sleep. She reads her book and shit, and then there it is. So it's probably a good thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Learn something new every day, right? You thought I was the one?
Nighttime story.
You thought I was the one that was the only guy with the late night TV in the bedroom?
No, I just I knew you used to watch TV really late, and you still do, apparently, out in the living room. I just thought you did that in the bedroom.
I used to like the noise of it when I was a single person. I used to like having it on, falling asleep with that shit on, which is not good for you. But even like a fan, you know what I'm saying? Like I like sleeping with
See, I love fans. I love the fan noise. That's great.
Like noise. But now we have thunder. You know, on occasion. So that kind of is the, kind of makes up for it a little bit.
Yeah. You know? Wake your ass up.
This is a question that I want to bring to you guys, because Greg, you just flew here, obviously. There is a person who is calling for, airlines that have, no children flights.
See, I read this and I'm like, who is this random
person? Oh, I don't care. I don't care about this random person. I care about the actual dialogue here, because there are some people in this world, right, that don't want to deal with children. And we all have kids, so we know how it goes. And for sure. You have to admit, right, that like when we just went to Disney, like a month or two ago. And anytime you go on a flight and you got kids, you're like, oh, this could be fine or not fine.
Well, this doesn't say child-free flights. This is child-free airports.
Yeah, well.
What?
I think at the end of the day, she was.
Well, that leads to child-free flights.
Well, you
right?
can still have child-free flights.
It's a hard word to
just
say.
Just pay a different ticket price, and you get the child, no kids on
well,
the
flight. Well, that's what I'm asking, though. That's what I'm asking you. Like, should they offer flights that no kids are allowed, right? 18 and over, let's say.
Yeah. Why not?
You could booze it up a little bit, maybe get a little like Mile High Club going on as well. You know what I'm saying?
How
like,
much service would that get, though? I mean,
well, for you, you get a lot of service from it. You know what I'm saying? you never know.
Well, that's what I would expect.
I bet it would do fine.
Well, the thing I guess would so problems right off the bat, right? There's a lack of pilots, okay, which is why some of the costs, like they've got rid of some pilots, all right? They're having trouble recruiting certain people. They're conjoining flights more often now than they were before, which tends to be why we have delayed flights, and we've had them multiple times.
Yeah.
But the real question is, like, you know, should there be a flight for, like, four kids specifically where the whole plane is just a bunch of, like, parents and their kids?
That way, like, how about you just do, like half the seating?
Yeah.
For, like, a family flights, and then the other half of the plane could be just, like, a play area for the kids while you're flying.
Oh, God. Can you imagine running around? I don't think that's going to work. I think you have to be... Well,
that would lose some money.
Yeah.
When you're flying around, there's people walking around and shit all the time.
Can you imagine when you hit that turbulence and those kids like an are area fucking flying around, that, dude?
Yeah, if you have an area that's just for kids and there's no seats, there's no butts in those seats, because that's how you make money, Chris. Yeah, you've got to put the butts
in the
seats.
On the plane.
Yeah. Those
yeah,
kids
but you're taking up
shanks
space
and shit. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Because those planes are just jam packed.
I mean,
it's
listen,
like
I like your
car.
Dreaming mentality here, like the idea of like there's a playpen, maybe like a blow up house, right?
Padded,
so if there's
walls.
If there's turbulence, they just bounce around and shit. That's fine.
Padded rooms.
But let's talk about on a real level, like just a plane, normal plane, okay? And everybody on the plane is the people with children. You know what I'm saying? So like when you hear screaming, like it probably is contagious. That would probably be extra annoying.
That would be super annoying, dude. You have one child cry, it would lead to 10 children crying. Yeah, when I was flying there, tons of kids on the freaking flight.
Yeah.
But it was quiet. It was nice.
Yeah.
On the flight home, not so much. There was a screeching child.
Yeah.
But I get it, dude. Like, when I hear a child cry now, I get it. I'm like, dude, it sucks for the parents, you know?
Yeah, when you're
like,
in that
like
position.
I used to be like, dude, can you shut the fucking kid up, please? Yeah. You know what I mean? But now that I have kids, I've taken them on airplanes, I'm like, dude, I feel you.
It's because you know it's uncontrollable, right? Like, like, no matter what, like, it's
when the kid's crying for a reason. Like, it's either in pain or it's hungry or maybe it's just a pain in the ass, dude.
Or they're just shitty parents. You never know. They could just be
exactly.
Or they just got kidnapped.
That's true. On the plane?
They never know.
I mean, luckily for me,
that went real dark.
Yeah.
Sorry.
For us, honestly, the
really
nice
did bring
thing
it back to the Clintons,
is that like when we went on the plane, we're at that age right now where everything was really smooth. Like we both flies there and back. The only time my youngest kind of lost her shit was when we were landing coming home. Mm-hmm. And that was like a 10 minutes and it was really late. And she was tired. And like as soon as we had to buckle back up to land, that's when all hell broke loose. But it wasn't like awful, but it was like enough that I'm like, Jesus, like what are we doing right now?
It was like at the park yesterday for me. I took the kids to the park.
Oh boy.
And then we were there for like 30 minutes and then Van had to take a shit. So we had to load in the car and go to the bathroom.
Oh.
And
they didn't have one there?
Not at that specific park. There was one down the road because the park was big. It was over by you guys.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, okay.
At the Circle C place.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then so I had to load the kids into the car, and the whole time Drew, who's two, is screaming bloody murder because she didn't want to leave the park.
Yeah. You know, it's kids, and like you know, they don't fucking plan for
and
shit.
And as I'm like carrying her out on my shoulder. Every single parent's looking at me like I'm a crazy person.
Well, fuck yeah. them. Fuck
are
them
you
all.
Abducting that child?
Fuck them all. Their kids are probably terrorists too. You know what I'm saying? Like all parents are dealing with terroristic kids at some point. Yeah. At some point. They're like your kids are like out of control. Now there's a handful of people that have like their kids are for some reason just like saintly. And it's weird. Because I'm like, how the fuck did you get this to this point without like beating the shit out of them? I don't understand how you get to that point.
So but, what's this article trying to say? Like, I see just, a quote here. If this plane doesn't arrive soon, I may jump out the window.
Listen, this particular article was strictly her kind of expressing her frustration with the fact that her plane was delayed. And on top of the fact that her plane was delayed, there was like kids there and one specifically who was screaming that they wanted her seat. Mm. So she was dealing with a kid directly aiming at her about wanting her specific seat. And she was just expressing frustration. And I get it. I totally get it. But the bigger question is like, do you think it's possible that like these planes, they have like a, you know, kind of a, at least like one plane that's like for people that are just like, I just want to sleep. I just want to, I don't want to deal with any like fucking noise. Like, is it possible to do that?
Just get noise canceling headphones. I think Dee just said that that's what she does.
Sure.
Those work, bro.
I feel like whoever
fucking
wrote this article is just a miserable person.
Well, I mean, listen.
Like, you hate kids that much.
Yeah, I get it, dude. Like, it's annoying. Like, it is annoying. Like, even having kids, like, a screaming kid is really annoying. Like, regardless of having your own. Like, it doesn't take away the fact that it sucks. It's just when it's your kid, you, like, understand, like, oh, there's nothing I can do about this. Like, it is what it is. Or if your kids are doing it, I'm like, yeah, I get it, you know. But, like, a stranger's kids is never your kids, right? So, like, if a stranger's kid's like freaking the fuck out, you're like, what in the fuck is this?
Especially if it's right next to you. Yeah. Imagine sitting next to a freaking out kid.
No, and listen, like what she was writing was not rude or anything. She was just saying, I wish they offered a flight where I didn't have to deal with this shit. So it brings up a good question because I do think that
I think they would sell the flights if they offered them.
Probably. A little upcharge.
Like, especially if like a lot of people fly in for business and stuff like that.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It's like there are some flights, like, you know, from here to where we grew up, right? It's a couple-hour flight. Not as big of a deal. But if you were on, like, a long flight, like a really long flight, especially, like, overseas or something, and you were dealing with a kid who was freaking out the entire fucking trip, 12 hours.
That would be nuts.
That would be real tough, dude. Like, it'd be hard not to throw him out the plane. You know what I mean? Like, open that door.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm joking, but you know my point.
Dave's going genocidal here.
Because, like, it gets to a point where you, even with your own kids, like, how many times have you, like, lost your cool because they don't stop? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, like, for fucking 2 hours straight, you're just like, what in the shit is happening right now?
Yeah.
And that happens. And even as a parent to the kid, you're like, I can't handle this shit right now. So, like, I understand that a stranger hearing it for hours would be, like, extremely frustrated. Which is why some people just don't fly.
Yeah.
I mean, we have friends that have kids and shit that don't even want to fly because they don't want to deal with, like, the embarrassment of having their children may be acting up. You know what I'm saying? Which is ridiculous, right? Because it's like you're not traveling because you're concerned, and I get it, but you should be able to travel, right?
Yeah. Right. I don't know. I don't know if a lot of people with kids do travel just because it is a pain in the ass, and it's, like, embarrassing when they lose it and you're not able to corral them in. You know what I mean? Like, you can try to be as loving and as caring as possible. You're like, dude, I'm holding you. I'm hugging you. But that's like, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like this comment from Just Laura J. Said, they should pass out earplugs. My brother has 11 kids. Count our blessings. I have one. And then Stanley Daniel says, 11 kids. Jesus Christ, stay off of her.
That's Danielson, dude.
Oh, is that Danielson? All right, I'm trying to learn the names here. But 11 kids, that's... You have to buy a whole plane for that.
So Jill's on here, Dave's wife.
Oh, right.
There is a bathroom at that park, Chris. It's just a little bit of a walk.
Yeah, I know. It's like three soccer fields away.
Oh, you lazy bastard.
I was going to walk over there. I'll just get in the car and drive.
Dude, just tell him to shit in the woods, bro. Just go right behind a tree.
Dude, there was like three or four soccer games going on in every single field. There was a thousand people at that point.
Okay, so it was a busy day. I get you. Normally, you go out there and it's like there's a couple families here and there, but
no,
nothing
it was
big.
Full.
All right.
Almost didn't get a parking spot.
Dango.
Okay. I get it. Well, I mean, why were you with Ash?
No.
Oh, you're by yourself.
Yeah.
I was going to say Ash could have stayed with Drew. You know?
No.
I get you. Or you could just ask a stranger, like, hey, you mind watching my kid for a minute?
Because that works out all the time.
Yeah, it's Texas.
That works out all the time.
Yeah, no. I think it's an interesting question. I thought it was fun.
I think childless planes would... maybe not childless airports. That'd be a big
thing. No, that's bullshit. But,
but having a plane, I think you could do that with
sure.
at least business.
Yeah.
If you want to lose some money, I think it would lose a lot of money. It would be a pain in the ass to kind of coordinate that.
Well, you have to get enough people to make that trip worth it. That's the problem.
Exactly.
So how much is the upcharge? Maybe if it's cheap enough, they would.
Just have smaller planes.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Here's a glider for you. You just fucking glide across the country. guys, glad to be on Rumble. It was our first live in freaking ages, and it was awesome, dude. Great turnout. We appreciate it. Super fun conversations, man.
Yeah.
More to come.
Cheers to you, Greg. Cheers
to
you, Chris.
Yes, everybody raise your glasses.
And we'll see you tomorrow on Rumble.
Later.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.